On today's show, the U.S. Justice Department could crack down on FCA over diesel emissions. Autonomous vehicles will put a huge dent in the collision repair business. And General Motors continues its global retreat. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Autonomous vehicles could dramatically reduce car crashes. That's great news for just about everybody. But KPMG says self-driving cars will put a big dent in the collision repair business. Last year, OEM sold $5.6 billion in collision parts. By 2030, that could drop to $2.7 billion, and by 2040, it could shrink to $1.4 billion. Not surprisingly, this will cut into profits. Even though collision parts account for less than 3% of OEM revenue, on average, they make up 10 to 20% of operating profits. Based on this, KPMG estimates that automakers' operating profits will drop 4 to 9% by 2030 and fall 13% by 2040. The researchers say OEMs need to take action now to plan for that drop. And here's another potential threat to automakers. A study from Capgemini says a good chunk of car buyers see ride-sharing and car-hailing as an alternative to owning a car. Researchers surveyed 8,000 people from Brazil, China, France, Germany, India, Italy, the UK, and the US, and just over a third said sharing is a genuine alternative to buying. But some want both. More than half see ride-sharing and car-hailing as complementary to owning a vehicle. The percentages increase with young car buyers and those living in emerging markets. But it's important for automakers to be involved in these services because two-thirds of respondents said that car brands are an important factor in choosing their car-sharing programs. Coming up next, Magna has a cool idea to give you better rear-view vision.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The supplier company Gentex was the first to come out with a rearview mirror that can double as a video screen. Cadillac was the first brand to offer it. But now the supplier company Magna is taking the technology to outside mirrors. It uses a traditional mirror housing that also houses a video camera. And there's a video screen mounted just inside the A-pillar. The camera pops in and out of the housing to wipe the screen clean if it gets dirty or if it's raining. Using the video camera provides a much wider field of view than a traditional reflective mirror. Magna found that the video camera mount has to stick out far enough to provide the proper perspective for the driver. And it found that the video screen had to be mounted inside the A-pillar to separate it from the infotainment and navigation screens. Besides, that's the area where most people look when using their mirrors. The EU and Japan have pending legislation to mandate cameras like this, and in the US, NHTSA is investigating if it should do it too. Well, General Motors is now hyper-focused on boosting profits and only wants to invest in areas where it can make money. It sold off Opel in Europe, it stopped manufacturing cars in Russia and Indonesia, and now it's adding South Africa to the list. It's selling its South African operations to Isuzu. By the end of the year, GM will also stop selling cars in India. It will continue to make cars there, but only for export. GM says that investing in a full line of vehicles in India would be expensive and that it would lose money. Well, here's our Autoline insight. We admire GM's financial discipline, but their moves could come back to haunt the company. Ford is making record profits in Europe. The Russian car market is starting to make a comeback. And while India's car market is small, it's expected to grow fast. So we wonder, would today's GM have invested in China 20 years ago? And speaking of India, Volvo just announced it will start making the XC90 there later this year. It will assemble knockdown kits to keep costs down, and it sees huge opportunity in the premium part of the Indian market. Uh-oh, There's more problems with diesel emissions, and FCA could be in hot water. That is coming up next.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Earlier in the year, FCA was accused of failing to notify the EPA of software controls on its diesel engines that allowed them to emit higher emissions under certain operating conditions. It's not that these software controls are necessarily illegal, it's just that FCA failed to report them. The automaker and regulators have been in talks for months to resolve the issue, but FCA hasn't been able to fully explain the purpose of all the functions to their satisfaction. Now, Bloomberg reports the Justice Department could sue FCA as soon as next week if they fail to resolve their differences. There are over 100,000 vehicles said to have the cheating software, which could translate to a fine of up to $4.6 billion. And hey, don't forget to join us later this afternoon for AutoLine After Hours. Our guest will be Steve Kosowski, who heads up strategic and business intelligence for Kia Motors America. We'll have the new Kia Niro in the studio, and he'll take us on a deep dive into the hybrid, because Kia took a very different approach to doing a hybrid compared to the Prius. We'll go live with that show at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. But that's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.